Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Coach Karen Scott. It is Friday again. Can you believe it? We'll be starting very shortly. As always, I have powerful and impactful information this evening. You have time to invite someone and be able to share what we have, because the information that I'm sharing is very, very important, which I think everything I share is important, but you know, I just really like to be able to reach out to people and share things that could possibly empower and transform their lives. So we will start very shortly. Jen, this is Blog Talk Radio with your host, Coach Karen Scott, where we share health and wellness lifestyle tips God's way. An awesome platform to share with others for the uplifting and the building of the kingdom. As you know, I am a certified purpose and character development coach. I look for ways to transition my clients into a transformation, recognizing their purpose between knowing what their spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities are that will make a positive impact, not only on their life, but the lives of others. And then with longevity, I am a distributor who has products, longevity that is, health and wellness products that are suitable and something available for each and every one of us, from supplementation, spa products, hair products, mineral makeup, energy drinks, and the list goes on and on and on. So that is how we come up with sharing health and wellness lifestyle tips. Health through longevity and then wellness through the coaching, because it is about optimal health for our physical being and our mental being. As you know, I always try to share something regarding health as far as tips, and then a few things to share regarding wellness. So we're going to start very shortly. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, so as you know, it's summertime and we're always looking for different type of food and drink and fruits that's refreshing to keep us cool in the summer. So I may have spoken about these earlier in my sessions, but I'm going to talk about a few of the top fruits of the summer. They mention over 15, but I'm only going to talk about three right now. And it's very important to know what fruits are in season for the summer and how they benefit your health. Because even though they taste good, they do have benefits that are bursting. Fresh fruits can help you survive and thrive all season long. When you think about summer fruits, they give you energy and the nutrients your body needs. They help cool you down as you, partake, especially if they're like cool, you know, out of the refrigerator. They give you that coolness effect. So why eat fruits that's in season? We know that fruits are available all year long, but usually when you eat fruits that are in season, they usually are fresher, tastier, and more nutritious. Also, if we eat the foods and fruits that the way nature intends, you get bright, crisp, flavorful, nutrient-rich foods. So when you think about fruit, because we're talking about fruit right now. So when you think about fruit, take a moment. Think about when you bite into that fresh, ripe piece of fruit, such as a peach or a nectarine. It's an entirely different experience than eating fruit that lacks the flavor and texture you expect, especially if you're eating fruit that's out of season. That's why it's so important to eat fruit that's in season. So here we go. And before I get into those three fruits, always think about purchasing them from locally grown farmers. You know, go to a farmer's market or, you know, go to a farm, because there's plenty of farms around that sell their fruits right on their, you know, farm, which is awesome. So here are three summer fruits that are stunningly healthy and naturally delicious. When you see more fruit at the farmer's market and even at your local grocery store, then we know that there is a sign of summer. So the following three fruits that I'm going to talk about are worth growing, picking, or selecting from the store. And you're going to be very surprised, maybe, at how healthy they really are. The first one we're going to talk about is watermelons. Now, some of you may like them, and some of you may not. But it is supposed to be a fruit that is bold in red color and juicy taste. Watermelon is truly a summer fruit. Watermelons are incredibly healthy, and it is a great bargain food, because if you can take one watermelon and it can feed up to a dozen people. Watermelon season lasts from May through September. So why are watermelons a healthy choice? Well, number one, they're a good level of vitamin B6, which helps the immune system. They're also a good source of potassium, which is a mineral that is necessary for water balance, which helps prevent muscle cramps. It also keeps your heart healthy. Watermelon also is a great source for lycopene. And we think about that when you think about red tomatoes, because that's what red tomatoes are great for. However, watermelon has a greater availability of lycopene than red tomatoes. And it is a powerful antioxidant, which will protect against skin damage. What does watermelon do? What are they great for when it comes to our health? Okay, well, they help prevent heat stroke. They help prevent cancer. They boost your immune system. Great for supporting eye health and prevent macular degeneration. It supports heart health and it lowers your blood pressure. So after all that and thinking about the goodness of watermelons and how great it is for your health, how do you choose a watermelon? Well, that's fun. Because I are so far, I don't have luck when it comes to choosing watermelon. But it says, when you look for a watermelon and you're choosing it, you want to look for a firm, symmetrical watermelon that is free from bruises, dents, or cuts. Lift it up. It should be heavy for its size because it's mostly water. When you lift it up, turn it over. The underside of the watermelon should have a creamy yellow spot from where it sat on the ground and ripened in the sun. A white or pale green spot suggests that the watermelon is immature, so it's not quite ripe. You can also knock on a watermelon. A fully ripened watermelon should have a deep, hollow sound when you knock on it. It shouldn't have a solid, shallow sound. So those are just a few steps on how to choose a watermelon. How do you store them? Well, if it's whole, you could store it at room temperature. But once you cut it, you need to place it in airtight containers and must be used and eaten within 5 days. That's your watermelon. Next, we have mangoes. Why are mangoes a healthy choice? Well, mangoes are much more than a sweet treat. All parts of the mango, the bark, leaves, skin, and pit, have been used in folk remedies for treating and preventing a variety of ailments throughout the centuries. The mango fruits have more than 20 vitamins and minerals and lots of fiber, which helps you stay full and is essential for good digestion. They're also an excellent source of vitamin A. They're great for your eyes and your immune system. And vitamin C that it has in it is great for fighting infection and chronic disease. It's also a good source of potassium. In fact, they have even more of this mineral than bananas. Plus, when you eat a mango, you'll get the benefit of the antioxidant zeaxanthin, which filters out harmful blue light rays that helps protect eye health. And though mangoes can be very sweet, it's relatively low on the glycemic index. So moderate quantities usually won't spike blood sugar. What does mangoes do? How can they help towards optimal health? Well, once again, just like watermelon, it fights heat stroke. It boosts the immune system. It controls blood sugar, helps prevent cancer, improves eye health, and helps ward off heart disease. How you choose a mango? Pick up a mango, lightly squeeze it, and if it's ripe, it will give. It will have like a give, slightly like how a peach will. But avoid fruits with sap on them. So if you have mango or any fruit that has sap, you want to avoid them. Smell the mango at the stem. Ripe mangoes generally have a fragrant, sweet, fruity aroma. That's how you would choose your mango. I also have a link that I can send you that tells you how you can cut a mango. So let's talk about how to store mangoes. Firm mangoes can be left on your counter at room temperature for a few days, or you can place the fruit in a paper bag with an apple to speed up the process. You may be able to store ripe mangoes in the fridge for a few days without them going bad. Then you can store your cut mangoes in an airtight container in the refrigerator and eat it within 1 to 2 days. Freshly cut mangoes have a taste and experience like no other fruit. But getting to that delicious fruit can be very challenging. And that's why I said, if you're interested in knowing how to cut a mango, I have a link to a video that shows you how to do just that. Our third fruit is the strawberry. A strawberry is technically not a berry or a fruit. The seeds of the strawberry, which are on the outside, are the true fruits. And the red fleshy part holds the approximate amount of 200 seeds together. Peak season for strawberries is April through June. They grow in every state in the United States, with California being the leading producer so far. They're also grown in every province of Canada. So why are strawberries a healthy choice? Strawberries have been throughout history as a general health tonic and for a variety of medical conditions such as digestive issues, teeth whitening, and skin irritations. They are one of the top 50 foods containing the most antioxidants per serving. So they are powerful disease fighters. Significant amounts of phytonutrients and flavonoids give them their bright color. Strawberries are high in vitamin C, more ounce for ounce than citrus fruit. They're high in fiber and manganese. Manganese, which is a trace mineral that's needed for many of our vital functions. Strawberries are also a good source of potassium and folate, one of the B vitamins that converts carbs into energy. That's what folate is. It's also a good source for inflammation, meaning it has the antioxidants that will help reduce inflammation. How can strawberries help us healthy lives? As I mentioned before, they can ward off cancer, boost your immunity system, reduce inflammation, help you maintain healthy vision, lower the risk of cardiovascular disease, improve regulation of blood sugar, especially when consumed after a meal. How do you choose strawberries? You choose shiny, firm strawberries that are plump,
with bright red color. The caps should be bright green and intact. Once picked, they don't ripen any further. And of course, you know, you want to avoid shriveled, mushy, or leaky berries. If possible, choose organic strawberries. Strawberries are on the list of produce with the most pesticides unless you're getting it at a farm or they're organic. How do you store strawberries? This is something I learned recently, that you do not wash them until you're ready to eat them. You store them in your refrigerator, possibly in the crisper drawer, if possible, for about 3 to 5 days. If you look into your strawberry basket or bowl and you see that one may be looking to start to mold, you'll need to be sure that you wash the rest of the strawberries well. And of course, you would know if they're too soft or been affected by the one that was not great, you want to discard them. And here's a fun fact that I didn't know, that when you remove the green cap or the leaves off of the top of the strawberry, you're actually tearing cells in the fruit that activates an enzyme that removes vitamin C. So that's why they suggest that you only remove those caps just before eating. I just learned that today, as I was reading over these notes, that's interesting to know. And then there's another list of summer fruits that are great and have great health benefits. You know, you have the blueberries, boysenberries, cantaloupe, currants, figs, gooseberries, grapes, huckleberries, limes. I don't know if it's lychee or lychee. Mangoes, we mentioned, mulberries, musk melon, nectarines, papaya, peaches, pineapple, plums, raspberries, strawberries, and watermelons. Those are the top summer fruits that have great health benefits. Always buy fruits that are in season. If you're not sure what fruits are in season, then you can always look it up. Because when you eat them in season, then the benefits of health for them are more apt to be effective. So those are the three summer fruits that offers wide varieties of health benefits. The watermelon, the mango, and the strawberries. And before I go into our wellness part, I'm just going to open it up for questions. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, the line is open. I don't know if there's any comments or questions. Keep it moving and, you know, go into the next segment and see what happens there. But I always like to share, and then I always like to hear from everybody.
That was good. I didn't know that stuff, especially the strawberry thing.
Yeah, I was like, for as many strawberries that we get, I was like, we always rush to take some. We're like, oh no, we're losing the health benefits. So, you know, that's just information. No, and the fact that the strawberry itself is not the fruit, it's the seeds on the strawberry.
Right, yep. Wow. See? You just never know.
Learn something new all
it's
the time. And I'm glad I read it.
It's like,
good.
It's like you go out here looking for all these solutions and God, like, literally put it on
every
the earth. Like,
time.
You always try to find, like, all of these answers and I'm going to go find here, I'm going to go take this, I'm going to go do that. When in reality, as long as it's, like, not messed with, he already
right.
has it.
Exactly. Exactly. And it says it right in the Bible that you have all these plants, all these fruits, that he has created for our benefit. And so that's why, you know, you hear that talking about, and you kind of do that anyway, that living and eating a plant-based diet.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what he says.
Yep.
Why they live so long. Because that's what they did. That's what they did. So
yeah.
I just thought that was pretty good, because something told me to reread this before I said anything, and I started reading. I was like, what?
Yeah,
like, really?
Right?
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so, yep, like you said, he already gave it to us. We always searching, not to say us in general, but we're always searching for other things when he's already given it to us and it's already there. It's already there. We just need to tap into it and just do what we're supposed to do and do what we're supposed to do. All right, so let's get ready to get into the wellness portion and close out our segment. Bear with me one memento. I don't think anybody else have anything to say. Okay, to be quiet. All right, hold on. All right. Okay. That was a very interesting share and find for the fruits today. I really enjoyed reading about them and their health benefits. Just a little read or excerpt from the book that I've been reading, Successful Women Think Differently. There's a portion here towards the back where it kind of recaps the chapters. And so basically, I'm just going to touch on a few things. And we're always talking about, what am I looking for? Ways to, you know, take our ministries, our business, our personal lives to the next level, or how we can become more happier or, you know, more healthier and being able to be, you know, financially sound and just doing the things that you want to do based on what God has for you. And, you know, we always, always have weaknesses, but we also have. So we need to learn and start thinking differently, because it's more important and more effective to focus on our strengths than to fix weaknesses. What do I mean by that? Well, if you focus on your strength, then it will strengthen your weakness, because you won't need to fix it because you're focusing on the strengths. So think about the weakness that you tend to, or weaknesses that you tend to focus on. What do you think would happen if you finally accept your weakness and you found a way to use your strength or strengths to work around them? Then think about what your greatest strength is. Have anybody mentioned to you or pointed out your strengths? And if they did, do you agree with them? Think about your biggest goal or challenge right now. How can you use one of your strengths to succeed? We have to start thinking differently. When we talk about renewing our mind daily, and, you know, when I think about strength and, you know, I thought about the scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's all well and good, but in order to do that, we have to renew our mind daily by studying the word, by meditating, by praying, sometimes just sitting and listening to God, so that you can focus on your strengths. Because once again, when we focus on our strengths, it helps us build on our weaknesses. So strengths versus weaknesses. Maybe you might want to jot them down and then see which weakness can you draw on by pulling from your strengths differently. And the only way we think differently is renewing our mind daily, each and every day. Think about your strengths. Ask questions how you can, you know, really focus on them. You might even want to just like, you know, whether you have an accountability partner or not, maybe just like, you know how many people say, oh, can I just bounce something off for you and see what people think. Because as we move forward in this particular part of this book where it talks about thinking differently and the next steps you can take, it will also help give you clarity on how to take those next steps. So that was the strengths versus weaknesses. Now we have maximizing. I don't even know if this is a word, but maximizing versus satisficing. Sometimes we have so much on our plate and so many choices and options that are essential to our happiness, effectiveness, and well-being. Sometimes we set those standards comfortable, but then we wonder if they meet the standards that we want them to meet and wonder if we're wasting time and energy on that. So think about the most common way you maximize and how it impacted you and the ability to help you find satisfaction with reaching your goals. Then think about the answer to question one. And if you were satisfied in that area, what would it look like? What would you be afraid of, or are you afraid of, or think you will miss out on if you stop maximizing? Meaning, get out of the comfort zone, get outside the comfort zone, and just maximize. Because sometimes, I don't know if we're afraid or we're, I don't want to say afraid, but sometimes we see something, we know we have it, and we know if we take that next step to maximize that, we kind of pull back. Because it's like, oh my God, I'm getting close to it, but I don't want to. What is it that's holding you back from maximizing, and why? Because if you maximize, you know that your purpose is going to take you to a whole nother level, a whole nother level, the level that God has for you to make that impact on your life and the lives of others. So maximize. Don't minimize. Focus on your strengths and not your weaknesses. Because when you focus on your strengths, that will help dissipate your weaknesses. If you maximize and don't minimize, you will take your purpose into the next level and will be able to activate it and execute it the way God wants you to do. So your scripture is Philippians 4:13 and Romans 12:2, because you can get the strength through Christ, but in order to get that strength, you have to continue to renew your mind each and every day. Maximize. Don't minimize. And that will take us all on the road towards optimal health and wellness. That's our segment for tonight. I appreciate everybody being on here. We're going to open up the lines, and I don't know if there's any comments or say good night, but that's all I have. And I hope it was, you know, impactful. Go ahead.
Let's print the fruit stuff.
Oh, it is printed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have that printed. Yep. Yep.
Okay, cool. That's cool. Like, wait, but about watermelon, because we'll just choose all the other fruits.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm not really crazy about watermelon, but, I mean, they do have a lot of great health benefits. But it's also
true.
Good for someone who likes watermelon to know that you might be eating watermelon because you think it's sweet and juicy,
yeah.
but it's got a lot of great health benefits, especially if, you know, if you pick the right kind. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it also said about with watermelon, which I didn't even mention, but it said that you can slice the watermelon rinds and make a stir fry. And you can also make watermelon rind pickles. Yeah. And you can make watermelon rind pickles. Yeah.
Huh.
So that's interesting. I kind of remember that about the pickling of the watermelon rind. Not too certain about the stir fry, but yeah.
I heard of the stir fry thing before.
Well, okay.
A while ago. You just don't even know.
Nope. And it also says, wow, how did I miss this? It also says that you can eat the watermelon seeds, but you have to shell them first. So meaning getting rid of the hard part of the seed, and then I guess inside the seed, you can eat it.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well,
yeah, I did print
then.
It. I did print it, but I can also send it to you on email because it's a lot of information in the article. I just chose certain things to talk about. So, yeah.
That's good.
All right.
Good info.
Excuse me, what did you say?
I said good information.
Oh, thank you very much. All right. Well, that's it for tonight. And like I said, I hope everything was impactful and empowering for each and every one of us. Have a great night. Thank you for joining, and talk to you soon. Coach Karen,
all right.
Signing off. All right. Talk soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.